Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints and friends, and thank you for joining us on the prayer line this morning. Our scripture text, Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 8. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are good, and we praise your holy name. A righteous God, thou art full of loving kindness, grace, and mercy. We sincerely ask that you would search us today and reveal to us those things that need work, those things about us that stink in your nostrils. Then, Father, we will confess them and ask for your forgiveness. Help us to conform to your will for our lives. Willingly, O God, wash us, O Lord, with the water of your word. Purge us with hyssop. Give us clean hearts, O God. Help our love for you to be exemplified in the life that we live. Strengthen and stabilize us, God, that we can partake of the sincere meat of your word and not only be able to digest milk. Help our lives to always reflect Christ. Help us to guard our hearts, for out of them flow the issues of life. King of kings, Lord of lords, we embrace your presence in our lives. And Father, we praise your name. As we find time today to make sure you know that we are intent on being in your presence. You are everywhere present. So by whom you are always present everywhere. Our purpose today, Father, is to let you know that we willingly come to seek your direction and guidance. If we didn't stop this morning to greet you, to whisper a greeting, a prayer, we do so now. Forgive us when we have taken you for granted. How can such a great God have time for a people who sometimes seem not to have time for such a great God? Yet we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places, not merely things, but kingdoms set up to literally take control of our minds, to bombard us with things, cares, and desires of this world that cause us to mindlessly go through the day and not really take time for our Creator, the one we say we love. How be it on today? Today, we want to pay special tribute to you, O God, and to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We do recognize you. We see you in our lives, and we thank you for all the things, all of the little things, and the big things you have done for each of us. It's not a small thing that we live and breathe and have our being, that we are in our right mind. But even as our souls prosper, O God, you have also given us the ability to obtain wealth. We, O God, give you thanks in all circumstances. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for us. Lately, my life has seemed full of adjustments, some welcomed and some not. Yet I and all those on the line today recognize that everything works for our good. We mature in you when we are faced with challenges that aren't what we want. Can we at these times continue to say thank you when loved ones leave us through death or broken relationships? Your word says, in everything, give thanks. We thank you today for the laughter in our lives, for the celebration of birth, of new marriages, of new and better jobs. We also thank you for lost jobs, doors closed, because maybe they bring us a little closer to you. We thank you for being able to experience physical pain, because at least we are alive, and we can yet believe you for total healing. Father, we thank you for the urge to draw a little closer to you, because there are things you want to reveal to us about who you are. We thank you, O God, that you lead us by the still water, knowing, oh God, that the loud voices one could cause us to scatter. We thank you for leading us in the path of righteousness for your namesake. We thank you this morning for teaching us your word and teaching us how to pray. We thank you for decisions that you helped us to make because we sought you carefully. And Father, we thank you for the ones we made without waiting on you because we know now how to wait. We learn how to wait on you. Thank you, Father, for the accident you prevented us from on yesterday and the one you will keep us from today. We thank you that through this, though this world seems enormous to us, you know each of us intimately. You know our going out and our coming in. You know when we're shouting or dancing to hide our pain. You know when the laughter we exhibit is a cover-up for some other emotion that we don't want to show or are not ready to deal with. You know, oh God, when we're careful to make the outside look good because we are really dying inside. You know when our yes really means no and our no really means yes. You know when our answer is an honest one, and Father, you know about that little white lie. You know when we're scared and yet saying, yes, Lord. You, oh God, know every step that we take which brings us closer to fear or when it brings us closer to faith. That's the kind of God that you are, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-encompassing, all-powerful God. And we thank you for being that to us on today. Thank you for not always revealing what you know that we don't want others to know about ourselves. Thank you for allowing grace and mercy to surely follow us all the days of our lives. Thank you, O God, for the love that you've shown and show continually, for this and so much more. It is our good pleasure to call you faithful, Father and friend, the lover of our soul, the one who made us whole. You're the one who has been there when the doctor hasn't given us a good report to pick us back up and remind us of what you said, Father, of who you are, God. You are the one who wipes away tears when we're sad and allows them to purge, to cleanse us when we're full of hurt and disappointment. Only a God like you could listen to both sides of a story, Father, know the details, and yet love both people to life. The sovereign God, yes, gracious and merciful. Thank you, Father. Yesterday we want to acknowledge, oh God, who you are, oh God. We know that you're able, more than we could ever fathom. Yet, oh God, there are times we need you enough right now, oh God. We look to heaven today, wanting to see you, to see a little more of your glory being revealed in us. How wonderful the days. Though we might not quite grasp the view, you are an awesome God. You are the everlasting Father. How great and how glorious you are. We thank you for sharing a portion of who you are with us. We thank you for the times you have no words. We have no words, Father. We thank you for the times when we have no words. But God, we just glance in your direction. All the still moments, oh God, that we just seek you, Lord. And you answer us with the desires of our heart. We thank you that you are faithful, God, that no concern or care is too trivial for you. After all, God, you know the colors of the hairs on our head. You clothe the grass with flowers, and you make sure the birds of the air have food and somewhere to lay their head. So we know that you will take care of us, Father. We are so grateful, oh God, as your children, to know that you're an ever-loving God. And we give your name praise this morning. Oh, God, I hear you saying that we are not to be weary, oh, God, to be tired or overwhelmed in well-doing. For if we stay, oh, God, if we don't faint, we shall reap, Lord. We thank you that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. We thank you, oh, God, that we have access to the throne, oh, God. And we bless your name, Jesus, because we know that you hear us. We thank you that we can trust your word and we trust your name. Oh, God, and we know that hoping you, Father, maketh not ashamed. We thank you that whatever we ask in your name, believing, your word says you will do. We have this assurance in your word. For this and so much more, God, today we take time to give you total praise. We know that you inhabit the praises of your people, oh, God. Your praises allow you to come into our situation, Father, And we just give your name praise on today, God, as we go through our day on today, Lord. We don't want to be so busy asking for things and asking for blessings, God. But, Lord, we want to remember that you are an awesome God and that you've already done enough. Hallelujah, 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 God. We give your name praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Saints and friends, thank you for being on the prayer line this morning. Great blessings be upon each of you. Go in the spirit of peace. And every time you have a moment today, give God praise for who he is. In Jesus' name, amen.